The phone screen lights up and you read the message. It is short, it is neutral. But instead of processing it as data, a single point on a timeline, you immediately process it as a verdict. The same small communication, the same lack of immediate return becomes evidence against you. You reread the message twice, then you check the online status, looking for any flicker of activity that might contradict the quiet. You're not seeking information, you're seeking relief from the pressure of the unknown, a seismograph needle vibrating wildly in a quiet room. This immediate escalation, this internal audit triggered by minimal input, is the pattern. You start building a story around that single neutral data point, a story that confirms a pre-existing suspicion of inadequacy. You're not observing reality, you are navigating a gauntlet. This is not an issue of poor communication. This is not simply overthinking. This is the filtering of reality by an anxious state. The behavior is the compulsive rereading of the message. The state is the desperate need for external confirmation of internal worth. You're not waiting for a reply, you're waiting for a verdict. The facts did not change enough. Your state changed what the facts meant. The pattern is the relentless search for proof that you're not failing. This search is driven by the internal need to prove inherent value. The pressure arrives not when the signal is negative, but when it is perfectly flat. Neutrality feels unsafe. The state, needing relief before facts have changed, begins to operate. You see a small shift in responsiveness. You label that shift not as a variable, but as a confirmation. You treat the delayed response as proof of detachment. This is where command is lost. You move from observation to management. You start tracking every deviation, every subtle pause, every small choice made by the other party. You begin to see the room not as open, but as a courtroom where you're constantly on trial. A man standing in a spotlight, waiting for the curtain to rise or fall. You're using the signal to decide whether you're okay. You are not gathering facts, you are seeking relief. The behavior pretends to be logical. You tell yourself you're being realistic, you're being perceptive, you're making a sound judgment based on the available information, but the mechanism is simpler. The state is already afraid. It has already built the story, the narrative that you are insufficient, and it is now using the external signal to confirm that story. The external signal is not providing evidence, it is providing the necessary trigger for the internal script to run. You're building a story around incomplete data. This story requires a definitive conclusion, a clean win or a clean loss. You're not observing reality, you're navigating a gauntlet, a clock ticking down to an unknown arbitrary deadline. The external world is being forced to fit the internal need for certainty. The organized man views the flat signal differently. He sees the neutral data as exactly that, neutral. He processes the delayed response not as a verdict, but as a point of data in a much larger set. He does not need the external signal to confirm his internal state of readiness. He knows his direction. His next move is determined by his own calculation of value and intent, not by the perceived temperature of the room. He asks what he will choose next. He does not ask how to force the outcome to settle his discomfort. He carries the uncertainty, not as a threat, but as a condition of the field. The tightrope walker whose focus is entirely on the net, not the balance. He simply maintains his alignment. The common advice fails because it only targets the behavior. Telling yourself to stop caring or be bolder treats the symptom, not the mechanism. It tries to fix the observable action, the checked explanation, the withdrawal without identifying the underlying demand. The pressure is internal. It is the need to prove worthiness before any data is even exchanged. You try to manage the behavior, but the state is still running the show. The state dictates what you notice. It dictates what you interpret. If you only control the action, the state will find another way to inject pressure. The seismograph needle vibrating wildly in a quiet room, you must find the pressure point before the signal arrives. You are not assessing your performance. You are measuring your risk. This is why the simple instruction to just be confident is a misdirection. It assumes the problem is the presentation, when the problem is the internal demand for the audience to sign off on your existence. The phone screen lights up. It is short. It is neutral. And you read it. The internal audit begins again. The need for a verdict overrides the input. You are not looking for information. You are looking for relief. The fact remains, the pressure came from inside you before the signal even arrived. You're not observing reality. You are navigating a gauntlet. Start with field dossier 01. The pattern usually starts before the behavior. Field dossier 01 names where it starts. Read it at denofmail.com.